We hope you enjoyed the show. Category 5 TV broadcasts live from Barrie, Ontario, Canada, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you're watching this on demand or through cable TV, check out the local showtimes in your area at category5.tv and find out when you can watch live and interact in the community chat room. Category 5 is a production of Prodigy Digital Solutions and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 Canada. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, David. Yeah. You want your
picture? Yes, please. Okay.
Couple jumping jacks there, Eric.
Just have to switch the microphones around here for the hangout. And
Robbie.
There we go.
Robbie, hey, Ferguson, Canada.
How's everybody doing?
I can hear you fine, but I don't think Doug can.
You guys can hear us, yeah.
I know I can.
Check. Yeah. Okay. Stand up. We got to get a picture with.
How are you guys doing anyway?
I'm doing fine. We finally got warm today.
Yeah, it's been raining. It's been raining over here all day.
We had hail.
Huh. You did, Robbie.
Oh, boy.
We had one of those Canadian fronts come through, and it was cold the last couple days.
Can't hold this in for long.
Look, he's just
six feet tall.
Canadian.
He's like 6 feet tall.
What's the picture idea? For therapy purposes or the new T-shirt logo?
That's probably what it is, yeah. Ed Zerk, I think it's the new...
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
New sponsor.
Oh, they got a new sponsor? Okay.
What's he like?
I got to top up this coffee for Eric. I'll be right back.
Coffee?
Yeah, my coffee levels are low.
Or you want to... it's up on the counter. You can't miss it. It's a...
I hope he's putting whiskey in that coffee.
Sounds good.
Dave, I think you were correct. I think that's what it is. My coffee was cold. Uskabea, right? Right, David? Uskabea?
If there's enough in the bottle, pour like a little like a tumbler for me.
Doug, are you talking to me?
There probably won't be much in
it. Which one? The one that's on the counter?
Yes.
Okay. No, David was talking about whiskey, and I said, that's Uskabea.
I
don't care how you say it, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
What's in your cup?
Mine is coffee.
Oh.
Mine is actually coffee.
Robbie's having coffee with no whiskey. That's not me.
I got a show to host, guys. The after show party can have all that.
There you go.
Hey, Robbie, or anyone out there, I install motorbike here on my Ubuntu distribution. And it's a fairly good game compared to X-Moto. Like, X-Moto has been my addiction for quite a while. It's
That's
good
a
physical
blast.
Graphics. I know. So I installed Motorbike, and I only got to pay it like 10 times, and then now they want me to go to their website and register with their website, even though it already went through the Ubuntu buy process on Canonical's website.
Yeah.
It's a double whammy, I'm thinking. But
is it available in the repositories, or is it Ubuntu Software Center? Or?
Yeah, it's in the Ubuntu repositories. Yeah, cool. But even like Valve, you know, you go and get it from the Ubuntu repositories, and all that really gives you is another access to Valve software repositories.
Right. Gotcha.
Repositories.
They probably want you to upgrade the motor and the tires and everything else.
Here, mic up, and you can say hi. Eric just walked into the room, guys, just so you know, and he said, "What's this? You guys are talking about repositories?"
No, I didn't. I said
suppositories.
Suppositories.
Yeah, you got the joke anyway.
Okay. As well, never mind.
I have to give the hats off to Ubuntu developers. Like I put up my multimedia center this week, and I used one of these Intel 3 chips in one of these little boxes, just 3x5 boxes, and it wouldn't do my HDMI output with the current kernel, 3.8 kernel, and to my big screen TV, and so I went to ask Ubuntu, and lo and behold, they had the updates for it on the Launchpad Bug Center.
Oh, nice. Good, good.
2 minutes later, I was watching HDMI TV on my big screen.
Excellent.
And I can actually get that thing. I don't know what is a good video graphics test, but it plays all my high-definition videos at full frame rate. And,
good.
Like first-person shooters, I get 100 frames per second on that. I think it's 18 watts. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
What graphics card is it?
It's the Intel HD 4000.
Really?
Much better than the one I've got.
Yeah, I can show you what I bought. I just got it in from Memory Express here.
Cool. Sorry, David, I couldn't hear you. I don't think that Arthur was able to hear you either.
Yeah, but that definitely sounds much better than what I've got, because if I just test this out, let me know if this works, guys.
It's a nice shot of your ring.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up. Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's my computer at the moment.
Cool. We lost your video there, but
okay.
Oh, maybe it's back.
That's my hobby.
There you go.
Ham. Okay.
I like ham. It's delicious.
Oh yes. Good old amateur radio.
Oink.
Excellent.
So Safari does not open G+.
What's that? No, you can't open. You have to use Chrome.
Have to use Chrome.
Arthur, sorry, I interrupted you there.
No, I think I did that. Whoops.
No, it's not a problem. I just was quite impressed with this Intel with their. I don't know what they can do. I think it's 22 watts. I should look at the specs.
That's awesome.
But, I mean. Like, it's one of the few no OS systems you can buy in Canada that's in a little box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I'd try it out, and the performance on that, what do they call it, the Ivy Bridge or something, is up till now, whenever I do my MKV files, I don't know if a lot of you guys watch, but we have to... I live on a farm out here, so I have to download my TV away from home and then watch it when I get back home.
Oh, okay, yeah, I hear you.
Because of our proof.
Yeah.
That's why I'm into YouTube saving to the hard drive and stuff like that with these commands, so I can watch YouTube when I'm back at home. Because you can get a lot of documentaries.
Oh,
from,
yeah. I
from
love
YouTube.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is that a problem with Rogers, I've heard Rogers Communications in Canada is a little not up to speed yet all over the country.
They're actually doing pretty good.
Okay.
We get about well, let me see. I'll run a speed test right now. Because we're on Rogers. So, now my upstream has been upstream is typically horrible in Canada. Okay. But Rogers is better than, say, Bell or any of the DSL providers for sure.
Okay.
Obviously, because they're cable, but let's see what I get for down.
Hey, I'm running this Hangout on my Rogers cell phone. And so, and it's on 3G.
Can you see that? 86.31 megabits per second.
Okay.
So now, but there are times.
I'm on just regular.
There are times when I get 150.
Yeah, we can't get that over here in the UK.
No? But our up is trash. Not everybody has a TV show.
What's your up, Robbie?
Oh, I'm lucky to get 2 megs.
Oh.
I'm supposed to get 10. Our plan is supposed to get 10 meg up.
Yeah.
And 150 down. So you can see where they're skewing the users, right?
Well, like on my 3G cell phone access, I get 5 megabits down, but only like 50 megabits up. And so when I'm talking, you probably get some jitter from me.
I ejected that now. Thanks, Heather.
I get 8 megabits down and around about 1 meg up.
Right. That's fine for like a, you know, for home use or whatever.
It's not too bad.
Thanks, Heather. If Henry needs any more info, just let him know. Give me a call. Yeah. Cheers. Take care. See ya. Thanks again.
Yeah, I'm 15.7 download, and upload is about 1.5.
Yeah.
That's still pretty respectable for home use, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they've only just started using fiber on DSL at the moment over in the UK.
There's a company called Bell here that is bringing in what they call FIBE, which is basically a mock fiber internet, and it's making its way to Barrie, and it's supposed to be pretty fast, but it's not. I mean, it's such a they run fiber to the node, and then it's copper to your house, so you don't actually get true fiber internet.
Yeah, that's what they're doing out here now. They're running fiber to what they call the cabinet that's in the street.
Yeah.
And then straighten the copper and then the...
Yeah, that's problematic at best.
That's when we get bad weather, yes.
You guys... You want to see my cell phone this month? This is the first time Rogers gave this to me. Like I'm on the cell phone plan that is called a 6 gig super plan because I use it for my internet here at the farm,
mm-hmm.
and they charge me $60 for that, and then they give me 200 minutes calling. But this month, I went over my 6 gigs.
Whoops.
And so they added this new bill called the Flex Rate Data Plan, whatever that is. And if you look, like the Flex Rate Data Plan, where is it here? I can't find it here. I went over my 6 gigs, went into the 30 gigabyte range.
Wow.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. So if your data usage is included. Well, it was kind of interesting, I thought, because like I used my 6 gigs, but I used 45 gigabytes on my cell phone. It actually died this week because I think I got over hot getting data from the tower. And I phoned Rogers and I asked them, and they reset it at their end, but then it went reboot my cell phone to connect with their tower. And so they said, well, I'll delete everything off of it and do a fresh. And so I deleted my all the contacts and everything off of my phone and still didn't want to connect to their tower, so I thought the radio was shot on it or something. And then an hour later, it started working again. So I might be getting too much throughput through this cell phone. I don't know, how is 50 gigs a month too much to get through a cell phone?
On my cell phone, I actually barely use 3 gigabytes.
I'm using like 2 gig a month or less.
Okay.
Yeah, you're careful.
Well, I have my like 5 computers connected to it, to my one cell phone.
Oh no!
Holy cow, dude!
That's
you're crazy.
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah, like I have my.
Arthur, you're the man.
Well,
the farm is paying you well, is it? Beef has been a big commodity this year.
Oh my! If that's how what you have to do to get the connection, that's what you have to do, right, Arthur?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
It's like when we went to the cottage last year. Eric shared his internet service.
He likes to trash my BlackBerry, but I gave him a mobile hotspot so he could check his email.
BlackBerry sucks, except at the cottage.
Yeah, where was that iPhone when you needed...
Well, I don't have an iPhone.
Oh, an iSing.
I just have an iPod, right? So if I don't have Wi-Fi, I can't do anything.
Right.
So that's why now I want to go to Scotland and take the train.
Oh, yeah.
Just a wee dock and Doris, the far of a gang of all. Sorry, I'll stop.
I was north, and I'm in Scotland then.
Yeah. So, call us from the train station, man. Next week, watch from the train station. There you go.
Hey, so how can we get Eric to sing more on the show?
I've got my guitar in the car, you know.
I say send cash.
I mean, he sings to the ISS, but not to us, right? Well, except for that one song.
Yeah, he's done a few actually. Look back on the older shows.
There's a couple.
He's done some.
Yep.
Yeah. He sang on the Christmas special as well.
Yeah, the Christmas one as well.
Oh, the Christmas one. That was something.
That was awesome.
That was something.
Yep.
I felt bad for my friend Christine. I talked her into coming to do one little tune. And,
yeah, but then we were like, this is awesome.
And then an hour later, she's saying, you know, really, I have to get home. And sorry, you're here. The lights are on. The cameras are on. Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry about your luck, Chris.
Show's not over. So.
You don't get a lot of cello on this show.
Not a whole lot.
Hey, can we hear Sasha sing again?
Like even if Eric did the introduction.
You know, I even wrote something and said, hey, Robbie. And an instrumental
do
thing.
It.
And he wouldn't even listen
do
to it.
Do it for episode 300.
He wouldn't listen to me.
You just didn't go through the right channels. You don't just slap a song on my desk. You go through my agent.
I had a guitar in my hands. I said, anyway, no, he ignored me completely, so I figured, you know, to heck with him. I'm going to go to some competing show. Maybe I'll go to the Android buffet and write him a song.
Yeah. He'd appreciate that. Yeah. That'd be good.
No.
What are you going to sing about Android? You don't even... You use a BlackBerry.
I have a tablet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which convinced me to get one. So I got a tablet, too.
Yeah.
I have Lenovo Android Wi-Fi only. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's zippy stuff, eh?
I love my little Galaxy Tab.
One of the things I do not like about the iOS stuff is it's so slow and annoying. Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Dave.
The iOS stuff, I've found that it's so locked down as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But if this thing tells me one more time that I have 20% battery life, I'm going to scream. I pull it off the charger, and it warns me that I've got 20% battery life. I walk around with it for a whole day, and it still pops up every 5 minutes. 20% battery life. It's like,
isn't there a way of resetting that?
Yeah, throwing it.
I have heard that iOS has a real bad notification system.
It's gotten a bit better, like since iOS 6. Oh. I mean, like then it doesn't work when I go to show it to you, so it's not really all that good. Hello. Hello, notification system. Maybe I have to unlock it.
That would help.
You're damaged goods.
That's the notification screen. It's all right. Kind of gives you at a glance.
And you have to delete each one at a time, right?
No, they roll off. If you can imagine like Google Plus, right? How many responses I get when I post the show? And I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I see the top 5 of those are the Google Plus people who are attending the show. So. But what's really annoying, like here I've got like the stock ticker at the top, right? So I don't do stocks. Why do I need that? I would want to remove that. You can't.
Why not?
Because it's iOS. You can't remove stuff that you don't want.
Right.
Unless you personally installed it. I hate that. It comes with a bunch of bloatware that you don't want on it. It's only 8 gigs. You can't remove it.
Bloatware.
Like, yeah, well here...
That sounds like a carcass of a dead animal.
Probably.
Sorry.
Oh, Robbie?
Yeah?
We have someone who is only in the chat.
Sorry, you're breaking up there. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right.
There's someone in the chat only who evidently does not have an audio feed. Anyway, he wants to know if you can have G+ on your iPod. He has an iPad he wants to connect through G+.
Yeah. Like, this is just an iPod, right? So there's tonight's show on Google+. And I can actually join the Hangout, too. And I see you guys hanging out. So here's the Hangout, right? Okay. You can see a couple of you guys in there. I see Dave and somebody without a face. Your mic is not treating us well there, but so there's like Hangouts. So this is now joining the Hangout.
Okay.
I don't know if it's actually going to show up. Let's see if it shows up as another camera source. I wonder if I can do that.
I'm still yet to find out where the microphone is on this phone. Oh, boy.
Unless this is the wrong Hangout, but... let's see. Anyway. Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's prompting me to sign in and stuff. I don't want to go through the hoops. But yeah, there's Google+.
Oh. For the iOS, Robbie.
What's that?
Isn't there a Google+ app like Android or for iOS?
It's just called Google+. Yeah, it's provided by Google.
Yeah.
That's why you can't have it on Safari. What? Oh, why is that?
Yeah? See the G+ icon there?
Yeah.
Second row. Second from the left. So that lets me in.
Yeah, I can let my dad know then later.
It works all right. Remember we tried to stream Eric when he was playing at the pub at St. Patrick's Day?
Oh.
The Google+ app was trash. for that. Were any of you there?
Did you get that part where I wanted to beat the crap out of that drunk guy who fell down?
On my table?
Yeah.
That's about when I left.
Did you didn't get that?
What's that?
I missed that then, did I?
Yeah,
you know, I'm pretty mellow most of the time, but...
That was a good night, but they were a rowdy crowd.
I lost my silly disposition there for a few minutes.
Yeah. What was that, Pyrus Rock? The postcard map is located in a hidden place. And the reason for that, Pyrus Rock, is that...
Because we don't want you looking... Oh.
No, we were contacted because... The issue is that the postcards have copyrighted images on them, the pictures. So when we started posting the postcards, we're technically...
Seems a little ridiculous.
It's stupid, yeah. So we're technically posting copyrighted imagery. Meanwhile, it's a postcard that somebody sent us.
You got a Mr. Brown cappuccino there? You are violating something with a copyrighted logo?
I don't think they complain.
Robbie, you can show my postcard. Those were all hand-done.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there we go.
Did you get one?
Yeah, not very well. But
yeah, that's cool. The homemade ones are great. I see one from Angel D. Rodriguez up there as well. And
Angel. No.
Who's in Scott Depot? Which one of you is that?
That's me.
Oh, that's the train station.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Scott, that's the train station I was talking about.
That's the train station, right.
Yeah. Very cool. That's cool, eh? So that's
hey,
from
we
Doug.
Have Android Buffet podcast up there.
Yeah.
Halliburton.
What?
Cool. Ooh. Ontario. A couple from Ontario. There's a letter from the Member of Parliament congratulating us on our 5th anniversary.
Whoa.
And, a whole bunch of stuff. Bulgaria. One day we'll have, like, a big event that you guys
will all
stand
for. Come on from Rochester.
Rochester. We have a few from New York.
Rochester.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
I'll have to send you one in then.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we made the Highlander Technology page up in Halliburton, too.
Yeah. That's cool.
Wow. Aw, good times. Memory lane.
Well, guys.
Well, nice shirt, Robbie. It kinda...
Thanks. I like your shirt. It's nice. Mm-hmm.
So what channel station website is going to snap up Mr. Hadfield and use him as a spokesperson? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
NASA.
Well, since Eric is moving on to Android Buffet, we've got an opening. So. Hard shoes to fill.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't go like going to Linux or something like that, we're fine.
Oh, no doubt. Well, you notice that tonight's news was that the space station is switching to Linux, and, Chris just touched down yesterday, so obviously he went up there, he's Canadian, right? And he said, look, guys, get this junk off of here. Here, have an Ubuntu CD. He probably presented that he had an Ubuntu CD in his guitar gig bag. And he presented that to them and said, here, give this a try. And they're like, wow, this is like from space. It's so awesome. And he'd be like, exactly.
Exactly.
Well,
that's how it went down.
Well, you do know that the shuttle had 11 6809 chips running OS 9. So they were running Linux a long time ago.
Yeah.
But perhaps not on their
That's
laptops. Wasn't on their laptops.
Yeah. I guess Linux is an embedded device operating system versus Linux as a user operating system is a bit of a different thing.
Yes.
Because, it's been, powering robots and Martian civilizations for years.
But those pictures he snapped, they're all with the Canon camera. Like, I've always had a hard time dealing with Canon in Ubuntu or Linux.
Oh, yeah? I shoot with both Canon and Nikon, and I greatly prefer the Nikon cameras.
That's just Paul Simon.
Yeah. It has to do with... Whoa, somebody's feeding us back there.
Uh-oh.
Who's doing that? That's Nkeng Yap.
Oh.
I guess he's got the player up on his screen, so we're feeding back.
All right.
Oh, Robbie. Oh, one quick one. I heard a really good joke.
All right.
People all up in arms about the 3D printing of guns.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a Canon printer for years.
I have the Canon printers I'm throwing out if you want them.
Actually, I haven't owned a Canon printer for a long time.
It's all brother here. Oh, brother. They make good printers.
Yeah, Konica Minolta color lasers.
Yeah. Yep. We used to have a Konica, which I think is in your garage now, probably.
Yes.
Unless you are you using it?
It's on my desk and not plugged in.
Okay, good. Because I put a new toner cartridge in it for you.
Yeah.
Konica Minolta live forever.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, they are diehard.
Yep. It's just funny. We just down at the music studio where I've been teaching, just installed a brother something or other today because the Canon ran out of ink.
Night one,
and
one man.
It was going to be cheaper to buy this laser printer. And so
catch 22, eh?
I know, but they get you on the consumables. But
that's how they do it.
That's it. Yep.
That's. I was listening to a thing. It's a great marketing strategy. You sell the actual printer for less than it costs you to make it, but you make it up on the consumables.
Absolutely. Yep. But that's because of my eco-mindedness. I'm not okay with that.
No, I'm not okay with it either.
And that's why I like brother.
Because I hate getting raped every time I go to buy the ink.
What would you guys think if I got an ink sponsor on the show to talk about more economical ink cartridges and stuff?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Thinking about the eco-friendly nature of like recycled Correct cartridges and stuff.
And shouldn't the price be coming down by now? Mm-hmm.
Well, if there are companies out there that can provide good quality cartridges that work in the main printers, then it's going to drive the cost. It's going to drive the consumables down just like anything, right?
Yeah.
The stuff like HP is guarded so jealously with the copyright things because you can't find cheap HP ink.
Well, it's the chips that they have built into the
right.
to the cartridges, right? But if the cartridges were recycled, it's yeah. still an HP chip.
Because I know with
ink.
The you know the Epson, you can get.
Mm-hmm. They started putting chips in their cartridges too.
Oh, did they? But yeah. on the older ones, you can get those for like $12 for three right. sets.
Yeah.
we use the clone cartridges because they're cheap as well.
Yeah, it can be a dangerous game walking in and buying clone cartridges, and you know you don't really know if the ink is the right viscosity, things like that. So I want to talk to a company, Ink for Dummies. You guys look them up, and talk to them about getting their cartridges on the show.
Onto the show and into your fingers.
Here we go, guys. Somebody's trying to tell me to go to bed, look.
Oh, woof.
I was like, if you want to see the cat.
Oh, the cat's there, too.
But the cat came back the very next day.
What is it, 1:30, 1:35 there?
Yeah, it's 1:35.
Yep.
You guys haven't met my dog yet, eh? You want to meet the dog?
You don't want the dog.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh. Rattler.
The door's Rattler? Closed. You gotta. He can't get through the cat door, can he?
You named him Antler?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
Adler. Apparently is German.
Oh, Adler.
How deliciously Canadian of me.
Yes.
I know. Let's call him Antler.
That's better than...
His name is Adler, because you guys know that our cottage is in Eagle Lake, right? So Adler is the German word for eagle. This. But you didn't explain it.
Didn't need an explanation. It was nerdy to start with.
Yeah, yeah. Come, so say kush.
Thanks, Robbie. I understand now.
Hi. Jot wants to know why the dog didn't get a Klingon name. We did talk about it, but then I thought the neighbors will think I'm crazy.
Well, there were Klingons, but
we suggested Worf, but then I said if I was in the backyard Worf? Calling him Worf, come here, Worf. Or Captain Picard would be another good one that we thought of. Captain Picard, come here. It just doesn't sound right. Like, it's a little on the crazy side.
Yeah, but you've been.
Are you done with your number one?
What's that, Doug?
Are you done with your number one?
My three.
Hangouts does not deal when three people are talking at once. It just freaks out.
Maybe I'll sing while we're doing this. Turn. That help?
I don't think that helped.
That didn't help.
No, not a bit.
Fine.
So what is eagle in Klingon?
Well, let's find out.
Let's go and do a translate on Bing.
Eagle.
The Bing translate whore, as you said earlier.
Yeah. Well, this is cheap. Oh, look at that. You can actually translate it to Kronos text.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't demonstrate that bit. That, my friends, is eagle.
Wow.
And what does that say?
Eagle.
Yeah, pronounce it in Klingon.
Eagle. It's kind of like the same thing.
Well, that's kind of lame.
It doesn't even have an apostrophe. How are you supposed to pronounce that? I'm not disappointed in that.
Echo, yeah.
Yeah, Echle.
I haven't got enough phlegm to do that, sorry.
Just see if, no, it doesn't look like the dog is coming down.
Let me go and get the dog. I'll get the dog.
You want to get the dog and introduce him before we go?
Is there more coffee in the fridge? No, I got
it. No, yours is on the counter, though, to take with you.
You keep your whiskey in the fridge?
No. It was a beautiful toasted oatmeal stout.
Beautiful.
It's the only way I can describe it.
A local...
Yeah, Toronto, I believe. Come here, Adler. Come here, bud. Come on, introduce yourself. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to get up a little bit. Oh, don't do that. Don't get him going down here.
Whoa.
That's just what we need. Lights falling. Can you hop up just for a second? Yeah, there you go. Good boy. Okay, now look up here. Yeah, there he is. There's my boy.
Adler.
Yeah, here he is. Hey. Here is my boy.
Oh. Hey, okay. Adler.
Now he's off camera.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, Adler.
No. These are leather. Okay. Upstairs, please.
He doesn't understand upstairs. Please.
But I said please.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, folks. Well, I got a lot of post-production to do, so I'm going to get working, get the show up for you for tomorrow. Everybody enjoy the show tonight?
Thanks, Robbie.
Oh, definitely.
Good. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. This is a pretty good turnout tonight, so that's good. Encouraging.
Yeah, maybe I'll get the wife to watch it next week as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. Very good. All right, folks. Have a great week.
Good seeing you all. All right.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Yell bye, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
Wait, I'll switch cameras so you can wave. There you go. Anywhere. Just stand anywhere and wave. Yeah, just like that. It's perfect.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Bye, Eric.
See you, gang.
Bye. Bye, Arthur. Bye. Bye, David. Bye, Robbie.
Night, guys.
Bye.
You know, I just had a question answered that I've always wondered about.
What?
Is it this or is it that?